Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has a review of the new act from Penn & Teller, currently appearing on Broadway. They're a new vaudevillian duo in which one guy speaks and the other doesn't.
Maybe you've seen Penn & Teller's unique comedy magic show on public television, or caught their complete act off-Broadway. Unlike Bill Irwin and other new vaudevillians, these two don't make you jump through high art hoops to get to the crowd-pleasing stuff. They've just moved to a small Broadway house, the Ritz Theater, and if you're coming to New York during the holidays, don't miss them. They've added one bit. Teller, the petite, nimble, silent partner, is in a tank of water. There's a slit at the top for his hand, which clutches the key to the tank's lock. He's prepared to hold his breath until Penn finds a card which an audience member has written his name on. Penn has shuffled it into a deck and, of course, can't find it, won't find it. The seconds tick away as Penn's megaphone mouth touts Houdini's breath-holding record, 5 minutes, 45 seconds. After a while, he bangs on Teller's tank. "You broke the record." Teller's deadpan stare, part Buster Keaton, part Kubrick space baby, is visible through his diver's mask. After 6 minutes, Teller frantically waves the key. After 8 minutes, Penn tries the lock, discovering it won't open. He shrugs. Teller's body turns, lifeless. Penn taps the tank again, brain dead. It's a trick. Teller stays in the tank for more than 11 minutes and doesn't die. The stunt is beautiful. Teller winds up with the missing card under his mask. Rather than being embarrassed by their love of freak shows and sleaze, Penn and Teller revel in it. Penn describes himself as the obnoxious one with the stupid haircut, and you can't argue. The head atop his tall, hulking body sports a braided rat tail behind and a flowing frizz mop in front. The hipness lacing his non-stop rap skates on corniness. One minute he calls himself and Teller two eccentric guys who've learned to do a few cool things. Another minute, before eating fire, he milks our sympathy, explaining that, each night, a teaspoon of poisonous fluid is also swallowed. But both tacks are calculated. Penn is the carny barker, luring the sadist in us to gawk at the seal boy and the two-headed fetus. He's also one of the freaks. The show lets us indulge our taste for gore and pain over the safety net of the performer's mastery. In one stunt, Teller is straitjacketed, then hoisted upside down above the stage. His head points at a bed of wooden spikes, and he'll crash unless he can escape before Penn finishes speed-reading Casey at the Bat. In two other pieces, hands are fake-pierced and gooey fake blood spurts. And in the evening's tour de force, Teller swallows 2 dozen embroidery needles and 6 feet of thread. Then, from his gullet, extracts the same number of needles knotted on the thread. In some of the duo's most gleeful bits, they lead us behind the scenes of a trick. First, they do the famous cups and balls routine. Then they do the trick again, with plastic cups, explaining every feint and pass. But this is a trick, too, for their intention isn't to demystify their powers, but to make us marvel at them all the more. We do. Seeing the works of this trick is like glimpsing the gears and jewels of a precision watch. The skill of these men asks us to wonder about such devotion to craft, the hours spent developing card moves and shifting fire inside the mouth. Under their weird exteriors lurk true weirdos. Their compensation, aside from fame and fortune? During their show, they get to hold all the secrets. We are forever left out, but this is a meager price to pay for such satisfying gawking.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic. When Penn & Teller's Broadway run ends on February 28th, they're scheduled to begin shooting their first feature film, Penn & Teller Get Killed.